Good afternoon. It's about half past the hour. I'm Vince Colpluga with these headlines. As of 5 p.m., Hurricane Florence was a Category 2 storm. It's about 155 miles east of Myrtle Beach, moving west-northwest at 5 miles per hour. State officials are still urging residents who live in mandatory evacuation zones to evacuate immediately. Here's Governor McMaster from this afternoon's hurricane briefing.
If you have not left these evacuation zones, you should leave now because time is running out. And remember this. Once these winds start blowing at that tropical storm rate, it will be virtually impossible for the rescuers to get in to rescue you.
While places like Myrtle Beach and Conway have enacted curfews in anticipation of Hurricane Florence, Charleston County authorities say so far they have no plans. But they're talking about shelters, bridge closures, and what you need to have with you at all times. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen has more.
The Charleston County coroner says most fatalities are caused by flooding, as people try to get in or out of their vehicles, and by trauma from flying or floating debris. She urges everyone who was out during the storm to carry identification. Authorities say there are no plans to close the bridges, although warnings will be given to use caution or stay off them when winds reach 30 to 40 miles per hour. Charleston International Airport is closed, and Highway 501 is evacuating people from Myrtle Beach. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.
As the Midlands prepare for winds and water from Hurricane Florence, South Carolina Electric and Gas President and COO Keller Kasam tells customers the utility will work hard to restore power if lost, but delays could be a possibility.
We don't want to put our linemen in harm's way. Y'all see the bucket trucks in the neighborhood. If the wind speeds are greater than 35 miles per hour, then we don't put the buckets up in the air. So that sustained wind can have a significant impact on our ability to go out and initiate repair where it's needed within our service territory.
Kasam also encouraged customers to register mobile devices with the utility to report outages via text. Farmers, especially in the eastern half of the state, are concerned about crop damage. State Commissioner of Agriculture Hugh Weathers says farmers remember the major losses suffered during the historic 2015 floods.
The amount of rainfall that we might be looking to have on our crops, especially the PD area coming around Darlington counties and the path, it could be pretty catastrophic for some of our crops given the timing.
Weather says this fall's cotton and peanut crops may be the most vulnerable to the storm. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio on southcarolinapublicradio.org.